Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes. I just did the survey and chose one of the Dyson vacuums, and it's showing my address not coming up.
You state that it shows your address not showing up?
Pardon?
Can you repeat what you said?
This is Home Depot, correct? For Home Depot, right?
We're a third-party call center.
Okay, well, it said I won a Dyson for doing the survey. I won a vacuum cleaner. And it won't accept my information.
What is it saying?
What's it say?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. My apologies.
It says that the address doesn't come up. My home address doesn't come up. But it had my numbers. Everything was correct on it.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, my information put in there, it's gone.
Yes, ma'am, and if it's... Well, make sure there's no spaces in between that address and refresh that page and try that again, ma'am.
Well, now the information I had on there, when I put my credit card information on, that disappeared now.
So what are you looking at now?
So I'm looking at putting in my final step payment information for my $5. I had that done, and then I pushed complete the order, and they said no such address was found. And I know it's there because I live there. And then whenever I went to give you a call, my information disappeared off the credit card, the final step. So where did that go?
I'm not sure, and what are you looking at now?
I'm looking at the final step for payment for the credit card.
So you're still on the right page?
Still on the same page, yes.
Yes, sir. And can you refresh that page and try it again?
How do you refresh it?
It's a circular arrow in your left corner.
Circular arrow. I don't see that.
It's right beside your left arrow and your right arrow in your left corner, top left corner.
Of the final step page.
Pardon me?
I don't see an arrow. I don't. Barbara, do you see it here?
No, I don't.
The arrow to refresh your page?
I don't see an arrow here. There's no arrow on this page. Up on top.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going back. Now I'm back to the final address for delivery.
What did it say, sir?
I'm on your delivery address page now.
Yes, sir, and put in your address again, sir, and try that again. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, yeah, hold on a second. Now, I want to know what happened to my information for my credit card I already put in.
You stated that it did not went through, sir?
They said no such address.
Yes, sir, so it did not go through?
It did not go through, not that I'm aware of, but so it just got erased?
Pardon me?
So where did my information go?
It either the charge went through, sir, or it didn't went through.
Okay, it did not go through.
Yes, sir, and that's what you stated.
And so then it just erased.
Sir, it's either the charge is going to go through or it's not going to go through. If it declined, it did not go through. The information is not still there because we cannot bill you again because it declined.
Okay. It said there is no... what happened when I put the credit card in, that information, they said there is no such address. So when I went back to this page to check my address, when I went back to the other page where I had the information already put in, it was gone. So would it automatically erase it?
If it did not go all the way through the first time, it did not go through. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah, I'm not getting an answer. So I had written it down. Did it automatically erase itself?
Sir, you stated that the charge did not go through. What other answer are you looking for?
If it didn't go through, did it erase off of there that it wouldn't go anywhere else? Is what I'm asking. So if it didn't go through, it would just erase itself. Is that correct?
That's what it's supposed to do, sir. It declined.
Yes. Then it would just erase itself.
Sir, it did not go through.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's good. Thank you, son.
Thank you for calling customer support.